Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday the 7th of July.
And what we got here for them, Zena?
Well, would you like a chocolate raisin?
Yeah, do you know what I like before the news?
Yeah.
Chocolate raisin.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Would you like a nut? Simple nut?
No nuts for me, thanks. I don't like to mix my...
Fruit and nuts.
Mm. It's a bit wrong.
I like to mix.
Do you? You're wild, aren't you? Right, what's the news?
Big Brother's happening.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. I've still not watched any of it.
You're not?
No.
It's not classic, yeah.
I'm not really aware of who any of the people are particularly, apart from Mario. I'm aware of him.
Right.
So what's been happening?
Jen got chucked out on Friday.
And now is she that Alex, one with that one there? She looks a bit like Stacey Slater.
This one.
Right. Is that her there as well?
No.
Okay.
In real life, she looks quite like Charlotte Cole.
Okay.
Then there's Alex that got kicked out.
She was the mean one who said she's going to get her friends to beat people up.
And now apparently she's saying she's going to beat up Jen.
Yeah, but that's why she got chucked out in the first place. I think she might have learned a lesson.
She's probably not said anything. Realistically.
What news organ are you using today, Dina?
I'm sorry?
What news organ are you using today for your news reporting?
A dick.
No. What's it called?
An organ.
Sorry, I'll remember to limit my vocabulary when talking to him.
Yes, if you could.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. There's a story about words in the paper today. Apparently, the English language is about to hit its
peak.
Yeah, well, it's not its peak. We're about to have a million words. They reckon that by April 29th, 2009, there'll be a million words in the English lexicon.
And we only use about 6,000 a day, don't we?
Certainly, I mean, there's not a lot of them. They're saying that apparently a new word is invented every 98 minutes. So we must have invented a fair few in Newspox. I think we invented the word Newspox.
Yeah, trog.
Don't know if we invented that. I don't think it's but they should put it in the dictionary because
but
of
it's us. It's so much like stuff like cuntitude in the dictionary.
I don't know, it's a great word though, isn't it?
It's a bit up its own arse. Is that in the dictionary?
Well, that's not a word, that's a phrase.
Is it in the phrase dictionary?
I don't know. The latest word that's been added is e-vampire. Which is apparently an equipment that uses lots of electricity while it's on standby.
That's not what I thought it was, but something like somebody on the internet who's always biting you or sending you something.
Sending you a bite.
Yeah.
No, it's not that at all. Apparently, teachers, health workers, clergymen and frightened members of the public are buying body armour to protect them against knife crime. There's been a surge of sales.
Might do the same.
It's sad,
I don't
isn't it,
want to
really?
Get stabbed. There's a rumour going around that Duffy is the love child of Tom Jones.
I love this. Do you know why it is? It's because they're both Welsh and they both sing. Ergo, they must be related. It's not true. She's had to keep going on the radio in America saying, sorry, I don't know where it's come from. It's you Americans, they think that Wales is like a tiny village, which, I mean, it's not far off, but there's more than one man in Wales. Talking of Wales, I'm going to link all the stories today. They've been thinking about rebranding Cardiff International Airport. Guess what they want to call it?
The Charlotte Church Airport.
That was what they wanted to call it probably about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now there's something else that's a bit Welsh and more popular. It's not Duffy.
I don't know.
It's Keris called... Matthews? No. The Gavin and Stacey Airport.
No.
Apparently. It's just one of the names that's been suggested. There's also the Dame Shirley Bassey Gateway, which is an amazing... and perhaps the Catherine Zeta-Jones Airport. Probably called it Cardiff International Airport. It's pretty good because...
It doesn't make you sound like a bunch of fucking village idiots.
Well, I still think that the John Lennon Airport is a stupid... Call it, name it after the place where it is, and then people will know where they're going. Do you know what I mean? Don't call it the John Lennon Airport, call it the Liverpool Airport.
But what about, like, in America? You can't have, like, the American Airport, can you? Because...
Well, there is the London train station, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah.
Is there?
You only come to London, you go to the London train station.
No, you don't. You don't. You come to the...
didn't you? How did you get here?
You come to the Ken Livingstone International Railway Station.
Is that next to the Boris Johnson Air Force? Passage. Whose passage?
Bojo.
Anyway, yeah, that was the Welsh story's over. Marks and Spencer's are in trouble because apparently when they said they were going to start charging for carrier bags, what their staff are now doing is just giving everyone lots of tiny bags. Like little, they weren't being charged for it. It was the big carry bags, not the sandwich bag. And now they just go, oh, have loads of sandwich bags. You put your weekly shop in that.
Well,
Chris Neal?
That may be the case, mm-hmm. but on the whole, whenever I've been in, I've seen people being very, very good.
I think probably most people
I think
are.
The message is getting through.
Well, apparently they say that 80% the carrier bag use has dropped since they started charging. Which
well,
is,
that's fantastic.
I think they're setting a great example, M&S.
80% in such a short space of time.
They shouldn't be facing flak for this.
No. You know what they should be getting?
A chuffety badge.
A fucking medal.
No.
A fucking medal. One of these crosses.
Did you know that Peter Mandelson's having like a little bitch fight with President Sarkozy?
No.
It's not very interesting, but they're just kind of going,
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you managed to fart while you got a text message at exactly the same time.
Well, I thought if I'm going to make a noise.
They're having a fight. Sad news that Daniel Radcliffe has been murdered.
He's been murdered?
Yeah, look. He's one of those French blokes that got murdered with Daniel Radcliffe.
Fucking hell, he is a...
He's the spit, isn't he?
Absolute spit. I wonder if that's much... The other one looks like Voldemort.
I'm quite sad about the stabbed French blokes. It's very unfriendly. It's not going to do our tourist board any good. And people will be arriving at London train station. French people going, oh, brilliant. I am in London, at London train station. What happened now? Oh, I'll get stabbed. Britney Spears is apparently... She realised that she's 25 and she can't stop singing songs about being a child like she always used to do, such as Hit Me Baby One More Time, which was about discipline in the schoolroom, and I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman, which is about, you know, not being a girl or a woman.
Well, she's not, is she?
Well, she's 25 now, so she is a woman, I think.
Oh.
But she's saying she's going to write some songs about more grown-up stuff, so it's going to be things like Thread Veins. Your breasts drooping slightly, hair growing in on places that you wouldn't have expected.
Yeah, sneezing too much when you try and pluck something and then scratching yourself.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And
finding her first grey pube. Onions.
Just trying to find a fashion that suits you, doesn't make you look too young but not too old either.
Saggy ass.
That's what she's going to start writing songs about.
Oh dear.
Do you remember when there was nearly an aeroplane crash, but then there wasn't an aeroplane crash because the team did a very good job driving the aeroplane and it didn't crash?
Oh yeah, Alan Sugar was on it.
No, this is the old one that happened a while ago.
Oh yeah, Alan Sugar was on it.
No, Alan Sugar wasn't on that one. Anyway,
Alan Sugar was on it.
And they went and had a curry afterwards, the curry one. With the handsome captain who took them all for a curry.
Oh, with Marlene Klass on it?
Yeah, that one. Anyway.
Oh, the man who took them for the curry, that was brilliant.
Yeah, the curry one.
Yeah.
Anyway, the co-pilot has just been involved in another accident, which makes me think he might have Munchausen by proxy for crashing aeroplanes.
Maybe he thought free curry.
So Alan is safe after his plane crash, which only happened yesterday. It wasn't really a crash so much as the plane was on the runway after it landed and it hit a pothole or something like that. It wasn't so much a crash such as a bump.
It wasn't so much a crash or a bump as an absolute fuck all.
But look, it's the newspapers. There's some horses getting down and dirty.
Are they getting off with each other?
No, they're fighting.
I didn't think horses snogged, but I suppose maybe they do.
It's quite a...
They've got lips, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, tongues. Boy, have they got tongues.
Fucking gross. Hottie Hannah felt well at home on page 3 from the moment we asked her to plunge into a pool.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
The 19-year-old Scouser first made her name as a champion swimmer. So she has heard all the jokes about doing the breaststroke. Now she's leaving her swimsuit off to get into modelling and make a whole new splash.
Is this this is from your organ?
Yeah.
Here's shocking news. Apparently, as you know how women, when they get older, they get less fertile?
Mm-hmm.
Happens to men as well, the idiots. Who would have thought everything was a bit less good as you got older? Elton John has got himself a new suit with him dressed as Harry Potter flying on a magic keyboard on it. How awful is that? He's worn that in public.
Well, it's funny, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Just a bit of fun.
Hey, I tell you what, I'll talk about Marks and Spencers. I've just remembered something that I read at the weekend. Marks and Spencers is going to start selling brands that aren't Marks and Spencers.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to start selling things like Tabasco and toothpaste and some Heinz beans and things like that, try and increase their profits. It's quite interesting, isn't it? I imagine quite disconcerting.
Mm.
Suddenly see some Heinz ketchup in
Marks and Spencers. I don't know if I want that.
I'm not sure either. But I thought I'd bring it up.
Is it going to be very cheesy or is it going to be...
I think they're going to be quite selective. They're not going to be doing... It'll be kind of premium brands, I guess. Maybe not premium, but...
Premium brands like ketchup.
It's not a brand, is it? So
it's a thing. Basic
stuff. I mean, expensive stuff is what I meant, really. Stuff that they'd sell in a corner shop, but probably cheaper than in the corner shop with less dust on it.
What, well, vine leaves in a tin from 1986?
I did this story about the dictionaries.
There's been some stabbings.
More stabbings. This is why the stab prefest in a face. She's going to do a fart again now, people. Oh no, it was a letdown.
I confounded you. There's been some stabbings. Just a brief run through. London, Putney Heath. London, Oxford Street. Southend, Essex. Newcastle, Sheffield, Sunderland, Wallasey, Wolverhampton.
No, it's not all London, though.
London.
A man at the weekend, this is the opposite of stabbing, he got loads of balloons and tied them into a chair and just went to see how far they would take him. His name was Kent Couch, which is implausible because it's a county and a thing, not a name at all. But 150 balloons.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Because quite often you see balloons and think, I wonder how many it would take. It's not that many, 150. Could you usually do that to get to work?
So let's see, how far... I don't think he's gone yet, actually. I don't think he's finished. Oh, no, hang on. I'm sorry, he went 235 miles, which is not bad. But it reminded me of that story.
How did he land?
With a bump. I think he just slowly the balloons came off. He used fizzy drink as ballast, and boiled eggs.
As what?
And I think he had a BB gun and a blowpipe so that he could burst the balloons by the sound of it.
And where did he go to? Did he have any control over which direction he was going?
I don't think so, no. He went over a pea field.
So he could have just ended up in the middle of the sea?
He could have done, yeah. But I think he was in the middle of America. So it's quite big.
Oh.
If you took off in the middle, it's quite a long way, a lot of land. And
totally sensible.
Yeah, but no, that doesn't make sense. But it reminded me of that story about the vicar or the priest in, I think it was in Italy.
The one who went off on a kite and got...
He went up on a... No, he had some balloons. He had 1,000 balloons and he disappeared and they never found him. And it reminded me of that story.
He went to heaven, didn't he?
I think he did. Luckily, it said...
He went to heaven.
That, yeah, they haven't found him still. But they found a body... off Brazil, and they're investigating. Police are looking into whether it was him or not.
Hmm.
It's the balloon man. There's been a lot of sort of weird animal torture going on this weekend. There was a festival celebrating UFOs in Roswell, and some babies, some dogs had to dress up as aliens.
Hello, this is the accepted
bloody hell. Yeah.
Yeah, so dogs being forced to dress up as aliens. I don't think the dogs want to do this. And then also there was a gay pride festival, weirdly, in Hove yesterday. And the dogs had to dress up there as well to be look as gay as they could.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, why
how gay were they?
Oh, well, there's no pictures. But that's
what's that man holding?
That's a baby panda. A really new little baby panda. It's been taken out of a pouch.
Oh!
It's not that... It's, I mean, it's pink. It's tiny. It's one of the pandas that was born after the earthquake. It's been born after that earthquake in China.
Is it okay?
It's like a miracle. Yeah, they had twins. She had twins.
She's not eaten them, has she?
No. No, that man's put a tape measure on it.
I love baby pandas. I don't like...
But even when it's pink?
Yeah. Ooh. Especially when it's pink.
Really?
Oh, are you the kind of girl that doesn't like the ugly duckling?
Of course I like the ugly duckling. I love a duckling and a pigeon. It's 7-7 today.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 3 years since the lot 7-7 happened 3 years ago.
Gosh, I'm surprised that there hasn't been more about it.
There's not been a lot, but there has been this happening. Mm-hmm. Couples will dance in silence on bridges and railway stations today as London marks the 7-7 bombings. Wearing headphones as they tango to Latin rhythms unheard by onlookers, couples will dance from 6 till 7 p.m. to promote a sense of compassionate togetherness. That's that shit, isn't it? Shit, and they'll be in the way, also.
Only in England.
So yeah, that was a bad time, but you know, things are better now. We haven't been blown up for
I'll tell you what was better then though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose we had a TV here. The weather
was better also. It was a lovely day, wasn't it? Do you remember?
It was scorching.
Mm.
And we had the TV on to watch the news.
Yeah, why do we have a TV here? You lent it to
Corinne
someone.
Had borrowed it. Mm. We had it back here. And then... But I suppose we've got BBC iPlayer now, which is better.
Yeah, and we watched Loose Women the other day, didn't we?
We did watch Loose Women.
We haven't watched Doctor Who. Well, actually, I did watch Doctor
I've
Who.
I've watched it.
I watched the last Doctor Who on iPlayer on Thursday. And then I watched the finale on Saturday.
It was fucking good.
Do you think? I thought this was kind of a load of gibberish, as usual. I don't know why I even watch it, because I was going, it doesn't make any sense.
Of course, it's like James Bond never makes any fucking sense. Not meant to.
It's a bit of sense. I thought it was a bit of a cop-out at the start, where you go, oh, is he going to regenerate? And then he goes, oh, no, I'm fine. But I did quite like it when Catherine Tate became a bit doctory.
When she became...
And I quite liked it when Billy Piper went off with one of the spare David Tennants.
Yeah, I really like that.
I was there going, snog, there's going to be a snog! And then there was a snog, so I was happy on that aspect. I was happy on the snogging aspect of it.
Yeah, I was glad she got to have one of them.
And I like the fact that Rosie's old boyfriend was there and stuff, whose name I can't remember and that.
But does Billy Piper and the spare doctor now have to live on that
beach? Yeah.
Yeah, sure
Bad
Wolf
Bay, or whatever it's called.
Oh, and it was really sad at the end. What Bernard Cribbins?
I was like, if anything happens with Bernard Cribbins, I'm going to be very upset. But he was okay.
I was in tears when he said, "For her, every night I look up at the sky."
I tell you what, Bernard Cribbins acts everybody else off the screen on that programme,
making me well up to think.
You should have seen the one where the concentration camp.
But then I did think, you know how she was going on the phone, pretending she didn't know him. You'd think she would at least go, "Oh, who are you in my house?
Who's this?"
Catherine Tate.
I might have not paid attention to that bit. Who was she on the phone to?
You didn't even watch it, did you?
I did watch it!
You didn't approve anything.
And there's a bit where everyone went, ooh, they shot John Barrett and I forgot he was immortal. There's a really, really cute picture coming up now. It's not on that side. Ready for it? There's a ginger cat and a lion cub and they're best friends.
Oh.
How cute is that? The ginger tom, he's got a paw over the lion cub and he's got his eyes closed and he's kind of just snuggled into his face.
The lion cub looks unsure.
Well, they have to keep them apart from now on because there's the lion cub again. Still cute. Beautiful blue eyes.
Looks angry.
The lion cub's being brought up in someone's house. It's not happy. The lion cub and the pet cat aren't going to be friends forever because he's going to be able to have him soon. swift whack around the face, paw around the face. That's
I want to know what happened to the pigeon and the monkey.
I don't know what happened to the pigeon and the monkey. That monkey loved that pigeon.
There should be some sort of follow-up. You can't just say, is a pigeon and a monkey like best friends?
Were they best friends, or was it just one opportune great picture?
Well, they were best friends. You could tell the monkey had its paw on the pigeon.
Do you know what Tim Fitzsimons been up to?
Some
bonkers. Will you be surprised if I tell you it's something wacky?
I wouldn't be surprised. What is it?
He's been Morris dancing.
Oh, of course he has.
He's gone from London to Norwich. And he's done his legs in. And I wonder if there's a show in that.
I think there might be.
I haven't read this interview, but there's a big picture of Colin Firth there. Looks like he's about to topple into a lake.
He's so clumsy, isn't he?
He's so clumsy. He's like a magnet to water, that man.
I think it'd be funny to just follow him around with a fucking water.
Yeah, it would be funny.
Newcastle United! Is that a good accent?
It was exceptional.
Newcastle United fans, we're in shock.
It's got worse.
Last night, after discovering... I'll just do it be normal, shall I?
Yeah, do it normal.
After discovering the club is said to be taken over by Osama bin Laden.
What?
This is fantastic.
I'll definitely be able to find him if that happens.
The Saudi bin Laden group.
It'll be at St James's Park.
Yeah, it'll be... all you need to do is look at the spot on the ball and give me Bob. A construction firm boss by Osama's bin Laden's brother, Bakr bin Laden... has bought the Premier League giants. $300 million takeover deal.
He must have a bit of money. The old Bin Laden family.
The fans are worried about the firm's family ties.
But is Kevin Keegan still manager?
No, they've kicked everybody out. Mm-hmm. And they've got somebody called Mohammed in.
Well, it couldn't be much worse, could he?
Apparently he's done some good... good stuff in the past. Semi-professional, so just waiting for his next.
He got the coat.
Next step up, he's got a big sheepskin coat. Yeah,
that's what they need, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Good luck to them.
Good luck indeed.
And I think. Oh, look, that's the girl that I was at school with. Look at that terrible, terrible picture.
Well, it doesn't look very natural. But then look at that one.
And just like, why are they wearing
those outfits?
If you
want to see who Xenia was at school with, if you get the Daily Star and turn to page 15, the Goss column, it's Amy on the left. She's wearing an orange dress with sort of a black straightened fringe.
And sort of weird.
On her head, not on her dress.
But the news that she's, you know, because she's a she's, very serious news reporter.
She's got a Pulitzer Prize, hasn't she?
So what she's told us, which we needed to know, was Newsbox couldn't exist without it.
Mm-hmm.
Lily Allen bought a bucket.
Lily Allen's, look, her hair's not pink anymore. Is it faded?
I think it might have faded.
Gosh. Wow, I'm glad they did some investigating into that story.
And
hang on, she's not Tina. You've only covered half the story there.
Oh, and a mop. And also, looks like Amy treated an admirer to a punch.
But was she just giving a little chuckle under the chin?
It seemed as if she may, but all you can do is see her arm reaching out. Could have been reaching anywhere. That's it.
Is that the news?
That's the, oh, Russell Brand's got a new girlfriend.
Who is she?
Apparently, well, she's 22, she's an Aussie, and she has shapely bum cheeks.
Oh, I know her.
It's not me. I'm not 22, am I?
You're not an Aussie either.
28.
But you have got shapely bum cheeks.
Oh, imagine, I'm thinking me bum, so they're not splitting
imagine
up.
Imagine Harold.
Imagine Harold, they're not splitting up, but she is signing over her... 12 million mansion to him. And she has...
they are splitting up, aren't they?
She's been linked with somebody called Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez. And, yeah. So, not looking good. It's lasted quite a long time now.
Dina, what's the number one single in the British charts at the moment?
It's called Mermaids and Slaves by Paul Heaton.
Now, is that true?
Yeah.
Is that, I thought it was out today.
Oh. Do you mean the number one single?
Yeah, I mean one that's actually the number one.
Oh yeah, Mermaids and Slaves by Paul Heaton, available now.
Excellent. Well, that's good. I'm glad that's at the top of the charts.
Do you know what the number one album is?
Is it by Paul Heaton? Is it called the Wonky-Eyed Rambler or something like that?
Cross-Eyed Rambler.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty close.
So he's done...
Yeah, we're pretty much down with the charts then.
Yeah.
Right, we better finish here and answer this phone.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll be back maybe tomorrow. Let's try and get this going and enjoy 7-7.